In the Environmental and Medical Issues Unit, there are three really key issues or themes within the unit for you to know about. These podcasts will focus upon the religious content, in other words, what Christians and Muslims believe about those particular things. You will need to know a little bit about the non-religious arguments, in other words, the general concerns around those different issues. The first one I want to talk about is stewardship and our attitude to the environment. It's really important to note that actually Christians and Muslims pretty much all agree that the environment is something to be cared for. For example, Christian attitudes and teachings. Firstly, you can reference this little quote. This is in the Bible, and it says that Christians should rule over the birds of the air and the fish of the sea. This teaching actually means that Christians have authority over the world and they therefore have a position of responsibility as well to care for it. They also believe they need to care for God's creation because it's like a gift to them. So they have a position of power, they have a role of a steward, which means they are responsible for the environment. They have a duty to care for it, sort of on behalf of God. Also, they believe that after death, they will be judged by God about how they've lived their lives. That includes how they've treated the environment and the resources that have been given to them. Also, we can apply the golden rule to this issue as well, which is that we should love one another. And in this sense, it means that we should consider the future generations and what they will need in order to survive in the world. This may lead Christians to maybe change their lifestyle. Think about how much pollution and waste they're using. On the other hand, we have Muslim attitudes and teachings. They believe that Adam, in the Quran, was the first human, and he was made a khalifa by Allah. A khalifa is basically a steward. It means to be a caretaker of the world for Allah. They believe that they have a position of responsibility in the same way that Christians do. A slightly different teaching to talk about also is they believe that Allah's creation should have balance and be maintained. For example, if trees are cut down, they should be replaced. Also, Muslims believe they're part of something called the Ummah, which means the worldwide community of Muslims. This also suggests they should consider future generations and other people around the world. They also believe, like Christians, there will be a day of judgment where Allah will judge them and how they have lived, and they also may therefore change their lifestyles and consider how they treat the world.